This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchewith. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, my colleague and co-host. Malcolm Hoenlein is here. Thaddeus, you had more on the UN.
Yes, Malcolm, the designate Ms. Stefanik, or UN representative, is going to have her work cut out for her, isn't she?
She absolutely will, and I think we can be very pleased that she will be there, because we need a strong voice. You need a dedicated voice, somebody who will not be intimidated by the hostility that they will encounter, the systemic anti-Semitism and anti-Israelism and anti-Americanism in the United Nations, which is so widespread and so well documented, that the that this could impact also the lax policies, let's say, in regard to UNRWA. Israel, as you know, we reported last week, cut off its ties with UNRWA after 50 years. The United States has given them, I think, $7.3 billion over the years. This is coming from American taxpayers. We know each time more revelations that a principal of an UNRWA school was found to be a top Hamas commander who was killed in Lebanon this week, and head of the UNRWA teachers union. We found Hamas command rooms inside UNRWA headquarters. Just this is the new discoveries, let alone all the ones in Gaza over the last year. So they completely subverted UNRWA, and Hezbollah did the same with UNIFIL, with no actions by the UNIFIL actions. And I mentioned the proximity between the installations of Hezbollah weapons and storage and missiles right next door, even sometimes utilizing facilities that were under the auspices of UNIFIL. So the failure to hold them accountable. And, you know, we see again the resurgence of the policies of the Palestinian Authority in regard to terrorism and coddling those who engage in it. Well, UNRWA's anti-Semitic curriculum has brainwashed generations of Palestinians and created this mentality that we're trying to, that is being addressed now. So I hope that we will see a change in this regard, and that we will bring the UN back to its senses and to sensible policies. But right now, I think that the UN is going to launch new investigations of Israel. We have concerns that they will try to rush something through before the end of the Biden term on recognition of a Palestinian Authority. I hope that that will not be true. But their failure in every regard, and the moral failure, let alone the actual failure in trying to control the UN agencies, and never doing anything really for the hostages that are being held. So there is the lack of support for the UN in the United States and increasingly in other countries is well earned.
Malcolm, we have less than a minute. Robert Malley, he's a mystery. He violated in some fashion security, and yet he's back at work. Can you explain, please? But we have less than a minute.
Yes, he lost his security clearance in April of 23. He was the key UN, the Iran envoy. He's somebody with close ties to the Iranians and to agencies that supported at least more moderate positions. He was then set aside. And what we found out, and a lawsuit has been filed against him now, against the State Department, because Malley was able to maintain access to classified materials after a suspension and attempted to shield him from congressional oversight. So the Center to Advanced Security in America is pursuing the documents during from his tenure, and filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration to get transparency on the reasons for his suspension and for this lack of enforcement.
Malcolm Hoenlein, Thaddeus McCotter.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.